We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast. I'm Voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson, alongside his longtime color analyst, Stan Weber, as we preview the 2020 Kansas State football team position by position. Over the last several weeks, we've hit just about everything, and we wrap up these shows with a look at the specialists. And I'm excited to tell you about that with my partner, Stan Weber. Our podcast presented by Commerce Bank. We are providing drive-through service at our branch locations to accommodate your needs. Commerce Bank, challenge accepted. Well, Stan, when you talk about special teams and Kansas State, it seems like they go hand in hand. And I'm really excited for the specialists to perform this season because of what happened a year ago. Blake Lynch, as an example, had a terrific junior year. He'll be back. We saw Joshua Youngblood, among others, have a great season in the return game. Let's kind of start there. How stunned were you, or shocked, or were you not surprised at all at what K-State did special teams-wise a year ago?
Well, I'm not shocked that they were good on special teams. Fully expected it to continue on. Coach Kleiman had continued to allow a focus to be put on that, an important part of K-State football, and the players are very enthusiastic about making a difference. Now, the fact that they set a K-State record tying number of kickoff returns, and you had three different freshmen, Wyatt, be a part of five returns, one punt and four kickoff returns last year, that would have surprised me if you would have named some of the names of the guys housing it. But the emphasis and the pride that K-State has is amazing, and it continues on even though Coach Schneider is no longer around. And K-State, I'm excited to tell you, Wyatt, if you think of it as a team sport, special teams, it's a lot of different guys. We're going to talk about the kickers and the returners. But I want to mention, how about this? K-State had the best kickoff return unit in the country last year. K-State had the best kickoff return unit last year that we've ever seen in a Big 12 conference in 23 seasons. And do you realize, Wyatt, that 9 of the 11 guys who run out there on kickoff returns will be coming back from last year? You think of all those blockers, yeah, and guys who get it done, Harry Trotter making blocks, and Ross Elder and Landry Weber, and I could go on and on and on with guys, Wyatt, who make blocks. 9 of the 11 are back, and the big-time returners are back as well. Yeah, so you obviously got to start with Joshua Youngblood. He's all conference, and with what he did, touchdowns were amazing. But he and Malik Knowles are the real fiery guys on the kickoff return. Phillip Brooks does a very good job being part of the unit back there, returning some kicks, blocking. We don't talk enough about his great blocking ability. Those three guys back there did a fantastic job. But the whole group is back and ready to roll. And then on the punt return unit, didn't have as much explosiveness last year. There are less punt return yards in football, Wyatt, than ever before. It's not even close. There are not a normal number of punts. There are fewer. Then there's not as many returns, because think about it. The offensive-minded football that we play you rarely are backed up at your own 20, three and out, and punting the football. Okay. Surely. You almost always drive it to midfield, right? So you're always kind of pooching the ball downfield, and there's always the risk reward of, you know, can you even return it? Do you have to fair catch it? Is it just kicked high? You know, there's so many times that you're catching the punts back at the 15 or 20 yard line. It's not like the old days where you caught the ball at your own 45 and the punt was hanging up there and you could just set a good return up. So it's hard to find your rhythm, but I thought it was very important for that punt return unit and Phillip Brooks to bust one against Navy in the bowl game. Wyatt, I think you're going to see a better punt return group this year. That excitement of seeing, hey, we can score, just that confidence builder that why can't we be explosive on punt return like we are on kickoff return? A lot of the guys who are on kickoff return are also on punt return. I think that opened their eyes up, Wyatt. So I'm excited. I think you're going to see a better punt return. And guess what? I think you're going to see the same, more of the same on the kickoff return. It'll be hard to match the touchdowns that they did last year, but they're going to be explosive and tough and ready to roll. If you think about that kickoff return unit last year, Wyatt, most of their explosive plays and touchdowns, think about this. This is a great compliment. Were against the best competition they played against. It wasn't like touchdowns against a non-conference team that you're going to beat 60 to nothing. Their big plays were against the best of the best. And that just makes it even more exciting that this group, basically by the end of the year, had hit their rhythm, were unstoppable. I think they're going to take off right where they left off last year in that kickoff return unit and be better on the punt return.
I do have to ask you this question, though, and I know you know this is coming, but the influence of Sean Snyder over the years, but more specifically last year in a much different role, he's not around now. What are the effects of that, and what were your thoughts about how everybody else picked up the slack, including your son Stanton, who did a great job, but all of those assistant coaches involved? It was done differently last year than in previous years, but it, again, that success rate, very, very good.
Yeah, I think the baton was handed off with Sean Snyder being an analyst. Stanton Weber was an analyst. So there was all the knowledge base, and you could talk to the coaches about the strategies that worked in the past, what had worked in the Big 12 against specific opponents. That kind of knowledge was set with those two guys, and obviously they knew how to get it done under Bill Snyder. But when you look at how K-State does special teams now, there are four different coaches, each of them having a specialty, one unit. So, Wyatt, it was a full team buy-in. Chris Klieman really respects special teams. He calls them the teams. If you ever hear him talk to the coach talk on a radio show or something with you, Wyatt, you know, our teams did a nice job. That's the special teams. And Coach Klieman had four different coaches, Wyatt, and each of them coached a specific group. And so there is a great team attitude and knowledge about special teams because so many coaches are involved. And now you don't have to think about the past. You don't have to look back and say, well, what did Coach Snyder or Sean Snyder do to make K-State special teams great? It's all now Chris Kleiman's program. Coaches who coach those positions in the Big 12 Conference, now they have the knowledge base. And even though Sean Snyder has moved on to hopefully do a great job at USC, fully expect him to do that, we're locked in now. It's not just about connectivity with the past. It's just K-State modern football. And don't worry about the players' enthusiasm. When Josh Youngblood goes from being a, you know, not a highly recruited guy to being talked about around the nation as the most explosive returner, you don't think he's excited about doing some more things? So right now there's a great attitude on the K-State staff and with the players, Wyatt, to value special teams. So they're going to be good, and now we'll get a chance to talk about some of the guys that get a chance to snap and kick the ball. But it takes a lot of players to be good on special teams. It takes a lot of coaches, analysts, head coach. It takes everybody. And that's why Wyatt teams aren't as good as K-State is. There are very few schools in the country, if any, that have a total buy-in from the top guy all the way down to the walk-on who dreams. There are kids who dream of being on special teams. You know, I mentioned last week there was a cornerback, for instance, that's trying to work his way up from injury in Cameron Key. Cameron Key is dying. I just happen to know his dad, Vincent, and know Cameron a little. He's dying to get the honor to be out there on the special teams. Isn't that cool? I mean, you got guys who come to K-State and just dream of playing on special teams, and then you got head coach, assistant coaches, and everyone thinking it's important. So we are the only program or one of the few that has this kind of buy-in in special teams. So that helps these kickers and snappers we get to talk about, because everyone around them cares. And on some teams, Wyatt, the kickers and the snappers all sit over in a corner of the locker room, and at practice they want them as far away from the football players as possible. And a lot of them don't even think of them as football players. You know how this works, Wyatt. You hear the jokes all the time. Isn't it great that the guys we're going to get a chance to talk about don't have to experience that? They are a core part of the team. They are football players because they know the kickers, snappers are important, and they understand everyone else is. It's so much fun, Wyatt, to talk about special teams. I mean, we've had podcasts. What, we had 7 podcasts already, and we got to talk about all these position groups. I mean, most schools, they go, okay, specialist, here's a kicker, here's a punter, see you later, podcast over, 22 seconds. And here we could go on for a long, long time breaking it down. So isn't it fun? I mean, isn't it cool that there are 3 things in football, offense, defense, and, oh, by the way, special teams, and we get to talk about it in depth.
We basically mentioned a moment ago Blake Lynch with the kicking duties. He's just been so consistent. He's gotten better with his range over his career. You feel awfully good about him going into the new season. Ty Zentner, I thought, in limited action as the kickoff guy, was outstanding. But then there's the punter, and that K-State with a big loss there. They'll have to replace Devin Anktel. He was pretty talented.
Devin Anktel was big time, Wyatt. I mean, we talked about few return yards last year around the country. That was kind of a theme. It's just the way college football is in the Big 12 also. But K-State's opponents had very few yards returned on the punter. And one of the reasons is because of the group and the strategy on the punt and all that. But you know what a big reason why? The punter was blasting the ball. I mean, why we see some very strong winds in the fall. If you're sitting down at a game at OU or OSU, you know, K-State, it's windy out there, and I don't remember ever caring. I mean, you talk about it, you know, that's what a play-by-play guy needs to do. Into a strong wind, Devin Anktel back to punt, but it didn't seem to matter. Boom. When he hit that thing, such a strong leg, he seemed to be able to cut the ball through the air and make it go. So Devin Anktel, Wyatt, has a chance to catch on with an NFL team. That's how good a punter he is, how strong a leg he has. And he's very accurate in punting where he's supposed to. Punters don't just kick it as hard as they can. They're supposed to kick it over toward the hash on the right side of the field. You know, can you directionally punt? Devin Anktel could do those things. So let's go back to the kickers. You mentioned the big guy coming back, Blake Lynch. You know, right now, Wyatt, he's sitting at 89.2% of all of his field goals as a K-State Wildcat are makes. 33 of 37. That's the best reliable percentage in K-State history, okay? And there's a guy named Martin Gramatica and other good kickers who have played at K-State and done a great job. But how about Blake Lynch sitting there, 19 of 21 last year? This kid walked on to the Wildcats, and now he is a reliable field goal kicker. It's great to see him back. Ty Zentner, you mentioned his name, Wyatt. Important, a young man who came from Butler County Community College, started his high school at Shawnee Heights in Topeka. So he's been around here, understands K-State football. He did a nice job kicking off. He's got a real chance to be the kickoff guy. Again, he's got a very strong leg. And when you convert over to the punter, Wyatt, I'll stick with that Z-man, Ty Zentner. He has a chance to be the starting punter as well for the Wildcats. There's also Jake Bloomer. Be in the competition. There's a walk-on from Butler County Community College, Tayton Winkle. Winkle, I think, has a chance as well. There's going to be a little competition at the punter position. I think it's going to be any one of those 3 guys, but it's really not Ty Zentner in second place. Wyatt, he has just as good a chance of being the starting punter as those other 2 guys. So he's not just a kicker. He's a kicker and punter. And I will say the same thing, Wyatt. When you talk about Tayton Winkle, he actually could be a kicker. Mm-hmm. So we got a couple. This is pretty hard to have both those skills, but both Ty Zentner and Tayton Winkle could be guys on the field goal or punt team. And it'll be interesting to see how they work out. And Jack Bloomer has a chance as well. So let's watch for the punter position. Ty Zentner is going to be out on the field, I think probably kicking off one way or the other, but he also might be the starting punter for K-State.
I guess a final thought to wrap up our series of 8 podcasts previewing the season. A couple of guys that we haven't mentioned over the last several weeks that need to be mentioned here before we wrap up, and they are both grad transfers. One is Northern Iowa grad transfer tight end Briley Moore. The other is cornerback Keandre Thomas of Minnesota. I kind of get the sense that both of these guys are going to play a role in a pretty big way coming into the fall of this year.
I think so, Wyatt. It is a brand new world. We look at recruiting and who you sign, and we know that's very important. Then there's that second layer that K-State fans know about. How about enticing kids to walk onto your program who may turn into scholarship athletes, or they're like Jordy Nelson, all pro type players. Those are two phases, but there's a new phase, Wyatt, out there with this transfer portal. You can look at that transfer portal, but really that third phase, I think, is can you help your roster immediately with grad transfers? Because if you get your degree at your first school, it doesn't matter where you are in eligibility. If you get your degree, you can transfer to the next school and not have to sit out. And K-State did a fantastic job of taking that layer of what is really a new modern phenomenon, Wyatt, and think about the running back position with James Gilbert and Jordan Brown last year playing for K-State and ready to fill a need. And the two guys you mentioned that are expected to be Wildcats and grad transfers and able to be eligible right away really have the same thing. K-State's trying to build their tight end position. We've talked about that, but they could use some juice at the tight end position, and it looks like they've got it. A guy who has potential to even be as good as an NFL player from Northern Iowa coming in. And then at the cornerback position, having more depth and some veterans there, I think is very helpful as well. So to me, you don't want to get overly excited. I like to see guys in the environment of being with the team, your team, these coaches, our campus, all those things before I try to truly evaluate where they are. But at first blush, it looks like Chris Kleiman, for the second year in a row, has tapped into that other phase of modern football and got some good grad transfers in who could be factors and very helpful to this Wildcat team in 2020.
Well, we are out of time, but as we wrap up our final podcast previewing the 2020 Kansas State football season, we'll just say thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall, and knock on wood, hopefully on time. Our final podcast presented by the fine folks at Commerce Bank. We are providing drive-through service at our branch locations to accommodate your needs. Commerce Bank, challenge accepted. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.